News release: York Region. York Regional Council approved adjustments to speed limits at various locations across the region, effective immediately. The York Region road network is reviewed regularly to ensure it supports safety for all modes of travel. Speed limit revisions are made to protect travelers as the region continues to grow and traffic volumes increase. Adjusting speed limits improves travel for all residents, commuters and visitors by providing appropriate and consistent speeds for the benefit of all travelers using regional roads, said York Region Chairman and CEO Wayne Emerson. These changes take into consideration areas where pedestrians and cyclists are also traveling in the community and promote safety for everyone. During speed limit reviews and revisions, several factors are considered, including residential and business development, improving traffic operations, providing consistent speed limits and overall safety. Roads with changed speed limits in school zones, as well as other back-to-school new road safety initiatives, include Second Concession Road from 150 meters south of Doane Road to Mount Albert Road, 70 kilometers per hour to 60 kilometers per hour. Wellington Street West from Hilldale Road to 165 meters west, 60 kilometers per hour to 50 kilometers per hour. Dufferin Street from 1055 meters south of 15th Side Road to 540 meters south of King Road, 70 kilometers per hour to 60 kilometers per hour. King Road from Warren Road to 170 meters east, 60 kilometers per hour to 50 kilometers per hour. Lloydtown, Aurora Road from 1,488 meters east of 7th Concession to 650 meters east of Weston Road, 80 kilometers per hour to 60 kilometers per hour. Lloydtown, Aurora Road from 650 meters east of Weston Road to Highway 400 northbound off-ramp, minus 80 kilometers per hour to 50 kilometers per hour. Bathurst Street from Mullock Drive to 685 meters north, 70 kilometers per hour to 60 kilometers per hour. Major McKenzie Drive west from 92 meters west of Arnold Crescent to 115 meters west of Atkinson Street, 50 kilometers per hour to 60 kilometers per hour. Warden Avenue from Bloomington Road to 210 meters south, 70 kilometers per hour to 60 kilometers per hour. Additional roads with speed limit changes include Young Street from Morningside Road, Highway 11 to 200 meters north of Green Lane, 80 kilometers per hour to 70 kilometers per hour. Highway 11 from Morningside Road, Young Street to Simcoe County Boundary, 80 kilometers per hour to 70 kilometers per hour. Mount Albert Road from 600 meters west of Warden Avenue to Woodbine Avenue, 80 kilometers per hour to 70 kilometers per hour. Mount Albert Road from 600 meters east of Warden Avenue to 600 meters west of Warden Avenue, minus 80 kilometers per hour to 60 kilometers per hour. York Durham Line from 350 meters south of Concession Road 9 to Highway 7 to 80 kilometers per hour to 70 kilometers per hour. Warden Avenue from Ravenshoe Road to east leg of Old Homestead Road, 80 kilometers per hour to 70 kilometers per hour. Warden Avenue from Bethel Side Road to Baseline Road, 80 kilometers per hour to 70 kilometers per hour. Davis Drive from 400 meters east of McCowan Road to 900 meters west of McCowan Road, 80 kilometers per hour to 70 kilometers per hour. Protecting all travelers on the road network, whether it is walking, cycling or driving, is vital to providing safe communities and inviting people to use active ways to travel, said Township of King Mayor Steve Pellegrini, chair of the region's transportation services. Speed limits are set and revised to enhance safety. By following speed limits, it allows motorists the time needed to stop, preventing serious injuries, especially to those most vulnerable. To help notify travelers of the speed limit changes, new signs will be posted above speed limit signs at the beginning of each changed speed zone. The regional municipality of York consists of 9 local cities and towns and provides a variety of programs and services to 1.2 million residents and 54,000 businesses with 650,000 employees. More information about the region's key service areas is available here.